Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and check it out and use it to your advantage. We've got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, regardless of where you are on the ownership continuum. If you're dreaming about owning a business, if you actually own one now, or if you're trying to get rid of one, we've got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. We ask a different question every week. We'd like to know what you think. You know, in the previous segment, I talked about the age of the customer. And folks, I really hope you'll take all that to heart. This is happening right now. This is going on right now. And all you have to do is if you're wondering how it's impacting you, are you feeling a little frustrated at how customers are responding to you, or maybe they're not responding to you? Are you feeling like you're having trouble connecting with customers? Well, if you're having any kind of pain like that, it's probably because you're still thinking age of the seller. You're still calling on customers with as your salespeople, or your website maybe, or maybe you don't have a website. That's even worse. Or your marketing information, your advertising strategy, whatever you're doing or not doing, is sending a message to customers. It's telling them that it's telling them one or two things. Everything that you do is either telling them that you still are stuck in the 20th century when sellers had more control, or you're telling them, hey, I understand that you have more control now because you've got more information than you ever had before, and I'm prepared to plug in with you and to connect with you on that basis. I'm prepared to dovetail my effort to do business with you with the information that I think you probably already have. So one of them is in the old way, which customers are leaving, and the other one is the new way, which customers are embracing and wanting more and more of. Now let me give you an example of what that might look like. If a customer walks in your door and your salesperson walks up and talks to them as if they've never heard of your product before, well, you're probably making a mistake. That salesperson should try to find out, what does the customer know? How far have they gone? Have they been to your website? Have they been to other people's websites? Do they know about the industry? What do they know about? Have they seen what they're experiencing with doing business with you? Is it online? Do they know what people are saying about you online? That would be an age of the customer approach. Age of the seller approach would be the customer walks in, and as I said, your guy says, this is a washing machine. Let me show you how people use it. You know, you can't have that. You can't connect with people that way anymore, but some of you still are. Another example of how it would be on your website. If you don't have a website, you got to get one, folks. So I'm going to assume that you got one. On your website has to help people have the information they want. You can't withhold information from them because they're going to get it from somewhere. If customers need certain kinds of information, and you would rather give it to them face to face, and so you withhold it from them until they come in and get it from you face to face, well, guess what? You're going to become irrelevant because they're going to go to another website where they get that information, and while they're getting that information, they're also going to click and buy. So you stand a chance if you don't understand this age of the customer paradigm shift, this age of the customer thing that's happening that's replacing the age of the seller. If you don't understand that, you're going to become irrelevant at the motion of an index finger, a little click. Because think about this, folks. Think about how you're shopping yourself. Think about how you're looking for other people to do, for companies to do business with. Think about what attracts you to a company, to a seller. Think about that. Think about what you're demanding more of. You probably got a smartphone by now. You're probably getting used to apps, you know, the mobile apps and things like that. People are going to start requesting that kind of capability. If you're not going to provide that for them, the company, individuals have only got so much real estate on those mobile phones, and they're going to put a certain number of apps on those phones, and they're going to put the apps of the companies that they like doing business with on those phones. And when they want to buy a pizza or a set of tires or some paint or whatever it may be, they're going to have your app on there, and they're going to click on it if they like you, or your competitors if they like them. And once they find you and once you give them that capability, they're going to like it, and that's how you hang on to them. If you don't offer that capability, then you will become irrelevant. Now, does this mean that you have to be on the leading edge of all this technology? No, it doesn't mean that at all. But it does mean that you have to let your customers know that you understand that, without saying it, showing them what you're doing, you understand that they've got more control now than you have, more than they've ever had, the customer. And you understand that, and you're trying to move in that direction. I think customers will cut you a break if they think that, if they can see that you're moving in their direction, in the direction of the age of the customer. But it won't take them long to recognize that you're stuck in the past, in the age of the seller. And that's when you will become irrelevant, folks, and you'll just never hear from them. All of a sudden, customers won't come in, and the phone won't ring. It's the age of the customer, my friends. It's what you're living in right now, what you're operating your business in right now. Get over it. 29 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.